Hello, everybody. It is the Being Mary Jane After Show, and we have special guest Sonya Rockwell. So stay tuned, because you don't want to miss this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, okay. Slow. Mm-hmm. hello, everybody. welcome. See, you know what? To the Be Mary Jane After Show here on AfterBuzz TV Network. I am one of your hosts here, Mr. Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. And we have special guest in studio. She plays Emma, the weather girl, on Be Mary Jane, Miss Sonya Rockwell.
Woo! Hi, everybody. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Sonya, where can they find you on your social media?
Social media outlets would be Twitter, Sonya Rockwell, number one. Instagram, Sonya Rockwell, and Facebook, Sonya Rockwell, Snapchat. Okay, I'm all over. Sonya Rockwell. Twitter's the only one where there's a number one. That's what happens when people try to steal your identity.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you, Sonya, for being here. It's awesome to have you with us. I'm Elle Marie, guys. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything right at TK Trinidad.
Yes, and welcome TK to the panel.
Thank you guys
TK
for
is
having
now
me.
Officially on the panel.
Oh, is it official?
Official.
Oh, thanks, Howard.
This is the party.
Mr. Howard.
Oh, yes. And we're just missing Ronnie today.
I'm like,
I'm calling your boo after this show.
Trying to get some motivation in here. Yes. So on tonight's episode, we are filling hashtag. With tonight's episode here. So we open up with Mary Jane trying to sneak a little more information out of Justin on whether or not he has all this money that she found, the check for $30 million. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, do you want to go to the Hamptons or do you want to go out of the country? Yeah. I mean, was that a slick move she tried?
She was trying it. Like, he was like, that whatever place you wanted to go to first, like, that's a $30,000 trip. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Justin's like, that's a bit steep. Like, yeah, so that really didn't work for her too well.
I don't think she needs to be slick. That she just needs to, she has a job. She has a really great job. Mm-hmm. So she needs to wait it out, see if the relationship works, and then you have that conversation. Like, we're going to be true. Let's see each other's bank statements. Or how much in debt you are you in? All that good stuff. So that's going to come to it. And if he doesn't want to show it, then, you know, he might not be the one.
Yeah.
I mean, if she finds out that's true, then what's she gonna do? It's just like if you check through your man's cell phone and you find out he's cheating, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to go and
okay, always with the logic. Always.
I'm just saying. So like, can't do nothing with it. So
yeah, it's one of those things where you have to be ready for whatever you're gonna get and ready to make the decision. Like, if you're gonna stay or leave if you find out.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if he has a job and she has a job. I mean, they're good. That's far more than some other folks.
Would you wait it out, though, if you found out, like, your mate was worth, like, possibly $30 million and he hasn't told you?
But does it matter?
A little bit.
But does it matter? Because you both are working, right? That's, like, one of the main goals for anybody in a relationship, I hope, is like you both have your job, you're doing something that you love, you're not dependent on anybody, you don't owe anybody any money, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he has more, then it's like, all right, cool. Like, you know, why is he going to tell somebody much money he has? Then she might be dating him for the money and try to, he doesn't really
true
know
on his part. But if you found out, so you would just kind of push, like, okay, he'll tell me when he wants to.
Right.
Can I chime in on that?
Yeah.
I feel like Mary Jane's character is a bit impulsive, and that is part of how she's not very tactful with a lot of things that she does. She has to know. I mean, she's also a woman. We want to know now. We want answers now.
Yeah.
She's a bit impatient. I feel like that has been getting her in trouble quite a bit.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. But, I mean, he's doing his job. I mean, he's laying down the pipe correctly, and he has a job. Good Lord, what else do you
true
want?
No,
you got money on top
pipe,
of that?
Though.
He's not?
No, he's not. Not laying down the pipe correctly?
Yeah.
That's a PC version. That does matter.
I mean, very, very much so.
He's got that act right. He's got that act right.
Okay, so moving on.
I missed you, Howard.
Oh, okay. So we do see that Kara and MJ are finally talking. Yes. I thought they were going to be broken up as friends for a little bit longer, mm-hmm. honestly, because Kara was like, I'm done, yeah. you know? And then next thing you know, girl, what's the tea? Yeah. So I was like, okay.
Same here. I thought they were, because Ronnie and I were going, you know, back and forth mm-hmm. with it. I was like, no, she's really done. But you had the situation of her dealing with her father. Mm. And so that, and knowing that Mary Jane is always going to be there for her, and I think it just kind of brought her back. Without that situation, I think Kara would have still been upset and distant right. with Mary Jane. So that helped them bring back their friendship.
Yeah, but true friends, like, no matter if you don't talk for a year or 2 mm-hmm. years or a couple true. Months, if you're a true friend, like, ride or die, when it's time, you know, it'll come back together.
Yeah, so. I agree with mm-hmm. you. Timing yeah. is huge. Yeah. And definitely with what Kara was going through with her father dying, mm-hmm. I think she realized... I'm not saying that it's petty, like, with the relationship mm-hmm. stuff, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I mean, what really matters, you know, is love. She just wants Mary Jane to be happy. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what she cared about. She was worried she was going to get fired. She was worried Justin was out for her. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she just lost her own dad, so she's like, you know what, like, life's too short.
Yeah. Right.
I feel mm-hmm. like that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened with you, Sonia? Have you ever had, like, a big falling out with a friend, and then you guys decide, listen, there's this thing that happened, we're back together, we're best friends again?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, as I'm actually kind of going through something very similar at the moment. Yeah. And it's really, really hard. And a lot of it happens, too, like with what happened with them, you know, miscommunication, or one person thinks one thing and they think another thing. And then everyone's walking on eggshells and mm-hmm. no one's really addressing it. Mm-hmm. And then people start talking and you're kind of like, oh, my God, what happened? How did we get here? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, when you look at the big perspective of things, if, like, Kara mm-hmm. and Mary Jane, they're like sisters, they're mm-hmm. ride or die yeah. at the end of the day, you want to believe that, you know, the chips are going to fall where they may and everything's just going to, like, brush over and be cool. And I believe that, too. I hope so, too, because I think the real intentions of the heart are there, you know, and you never know what people are going through personally. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on in their life. I try to look at things objectively, even with what I'm going through right now. I'm just like, I don't want to look at a place of, like, anger or frustration. I really want to look at a place from love. Like, all right, maybe there's something I don't understand, and maybe I'm projecting something that mm-hmm. I don't even mean to. And mm-hmm. if I come from a place of love, love always wins.
Yeah.
Love always wins. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point. And not a lot of people look at a situation that way. So
it's hard. Yeah. You guys, it's like with everything in life, like, everything's perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Acting, take yourself out of that situation. Mm-hmm. Especially like if you're at a restaurant and the waiter is being mm-hmm. all over the place and like, no, what? I'm just going to give you, you're just having a bad day today because...
Right.
I was about not to tip you, but we're just going to pass it forward.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Yeah. You're having a really, yeah. really bad
maybe
day.
You woke up, you found out your wife was cheating on you. We're just going to...
I think maybe that's what Kara did. She kind of took a step back. And she's like, I need to focus on what I'm going through here at the company and my job, and I need to make sure I'm good and just need to take a step back. Sometimes you have to do that. You're like, okay, mm-hmm. I got to just take care of me right now.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing, too, that with that relationship, she just wants the best for Mary Jane. And right. it's not a toxic relationship where, you know, Mary Jane is doing all this stuff and she's, you know, she got her fired or any of that stuff. Right. That's not what happened.
Right.
If it was a toxic relationship, then you can be like, okay, I'm done with you. But it's just that you just want the best for that person. So you have to take yourself out of the situation. If the person's going to make the mistakes, you just let that person make the mistakes and be there to catch them when they fall.
And that's mm-hmm. love, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you are looking, she is looking out for Mary Jane. She's like, watch out for Justin.
he can't be trusted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then she's like, you know, Mary Jane's having a different experience. So it's like, what do you do?
Right.
You know, do you just let them figure it out or do you get involved? And it's hard.
Seems like she's digimatized.
Because you didn't say what I think you said, or you did say
what is digimatized? Enlighten the blonde.
It's when you get a it's when you know it goes. He knows. It's when it happens so right that like you just make some really bad decisions because it's just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just added a G.
Yeah, I just know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep it clean.
Yeah,
gotcha now.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
but
toss
we're it there. I love how Kara is still looking out for MJ. She got her this little story about the school here mm-hmm. going down and how they want to close down the school. The budget cuts is going on. Like, listen, I got your back. I'm going to send you out there, and we're going to send Danny here to hold you down, because we see that Danny is the new it girl of Great Day.
She's like Tommy Lauren, but on Mary Jane.
Yep. That's what I call her.
She's the new it girl around town. I mean, do we think that's going to happen more often? She's in all the photos. Everybody's talking about her. She's even sitting in the chair. Mm-hmm. Is she going to step in a lot more, you think?
It just depends on where, one, the company is going, mm-hmm. and if they're valuing more numbers and not the news. Mm-hmm. Because even that story that Mary Jane is covering, we don't really cover stories like that today.
Right.
Like, you know, we have bits and pieces, but now we're talking about Kim K and her makeup artist. Like, mm-hmm. that's one thing. There's a whole issue on that, but there's a whole bunch of other things that we're not even aware of because we don't read the newspaper, and the news doesn't cover it. Mm-hmm. So that story is a really important story. So the network might just, you know, bury Mary Jane because she wants to be a serious journalist, but there's not a lot of those today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have somebody like a Tommy Lauren type where she's like, we want the numbers. We want her to say outlandish things. More people are going to tune in. They're going to hate her. They're going to love her. And now it's not about the news. It's more about ratings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're still going in that direction with the numbers ratings. And the ratings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say about Danny. I think she's going to stay here for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she'll be bagging the anchor because of tonight's episode,
yeah.
mm-hmm. how she was yeah. talking back.
Definitely got in her place, mm-hmm. you know, and did get her pulled because I think they said something about, like, and oh, she won't be covering.
Yeah. yeah.
So, in that moment, but I definitely think she'll be back, and she'll be back to stir the pot and everything again, so.
And she's younger. Like, that's, news yeah. replaces, like, they're nicer to men, but women, they replace them quick. Like, I mean, black people don't crack, but you can see the difference. Like, Mary Jane's not 21.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, that's going to be an issue, too. Same mm-hmm. thing that happened with Rhonda, that's going to happen with Mary Jane Mary sooner Jane. Or later. So yeah.
mm-hmm. You are right. They did bring Danny Hollins on as, like, a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her character breakdown came out. She's supposed to be, like, 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So she's bringing that extra spice and young flair.
Right. Yeah.
Because Mary Jane, she just turned 40. Like you said, Rhonda, they wanted a millennial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's probably on her spice parents' insurance, up. So.
For another 5 years.
What's Danny like in person? Is that accent real?
Oh my gosh, no, it's not. I absolutely love her. Name's Victoria. Mm-hmm. We actually became really good friends. It's really funny. As you can see, I'm blonde, and on the show, I'm a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I actually auditioned for Danny's role, and mm-hmm. it was between the two of us, mm-hmm. and they just couldn't decide. Oh, and nice. Finally, they booked Danny, and Gabrielle Union, she actually had it. Big say in me being on this show. She was like, you were so great, Sonia. We had to find something for you. So we offered you awesome. Emma. I was so uh-huh. excited. And then when I got there, they're like, you're going to have black hair. I'm like, oh, okay. I get it. You can't have two blondes on the show.
Right.
And at first I was a little like, okay, let's see who this girl is that booked the role I went out for. And I just fell in love with Victoria. She is sweet as pie. She's got this Latin flair boyfriend. He has like this really thick accent. She literally has learned to speak Spanish fluently being with him.
Nice.
She's wow. so in love. Yeah, she's like the little, like almost an American blonde Latin girl. It's so funny. And she's just so sweet and adorable and just bubbly. Without the accent, she is even more bubbly in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So adorable. I just want to squeeze her cheeks every day. Yeah. She's really,
well, she's
really
a good
sweet.
Actress.
Yeah. I was just going to say,
right, now feeling
it's
her.
It's good to have good <her. laughs> things about it.
She's a very good actress and she can make
you
not like
hate
her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. She is actually annoyed of her own character because we're all like, we all want to strangle you. You know that, right? She's like, I want to strangle myself. I get so worried every time the next script comes out. She's like, am I going to be off? Like, am I coming back the next episode? Why am I train wreck? And I'm like, yeah, just embrace it. You're just the drama.
Yeah, she's doing a good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm jealous. I was like, Emma's just so neutral. Like, she just doesn't really have an opinion and she gets caught in these, like, weird situations where she just kind of has to go, okay, I'm going to get out of here. I was like, I don't know if they know what to do with me yet.
I know. So I want to get into them actually being on grounds at the school mm-hmm. and how the whole, we see it just work out fine. Everything's okay. There's interviews going on. And then it just out of nowhere, this riot just comes just out the blue, pretty much. I mean, it's because of what the school board director
said. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and because Danny wasn't listening to Kara, mm-hmm. and taking the notes in the direction that Kara wanted her to go in, and just Dani had her own agenda. And then the guy basically said, yes, we are going to close this school, when they were protesting to try to stop that. So then they find out, oh, they're going to close it, and then they just went crazy.
Yeah, it's frustration. Yeah. You know, you get to a point where you're not getting the services that you want, that you pay your taxes for, and then you get to the point where you're fighting for this, and now it feels like you're fighting for nothing because nothing got done. You didn't even have a seat to the table. So, I mean, I don't agree with destroying, you know, your own property, but out of sheer frustration, sometimes you know, want to throw a glass against the wall, and that's how it happens.
Well,
oh, the drama!
All right, I like the parallels that they kind of draw a little bit here and there, because I'm pretty sure that story came from somewhere. Yeah. That's in some city somewhere where that happened. Mm-hmm. So I like how they take stuff that's going on currently that we're dealing with, and you know, put it into the show. So I wonder if somebody let Tommy Lauren know that she has
some a little like.
I don't know. They definitely did do that though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
You think she watched Tommy Lauren? You think she watches Being Mary Jane?
Not at all.
No.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I did see her a couple weeks ago at Politicon, and you know, some of the stuff that she says is kind of outlandish, but when you Chelsea Handler was interviewing her, when you kind of get to certain things, she's just kind of figuring things out, and the thing is, you're figuring stuff out on a bigger stage. So I would love to see, like, I'm not one of those people that send her like hate mail or anything like that. I kind of want to see where she's going to be in 10 years, whether she's going to help, you know, the society or help destroy it. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely possible. So we'll see.
All right, Tommy, we'll see. So, and we also saw that Mary Jane decided to scream out her man's name. She was in this little riot. She's saying, Justin, just love, just babe, where you at?
Right?
You know?
There's her impulsiveness again. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Justin. And he was like, why aren't you just running for...
Right?
Exactly. I mean, you have the mic. Like, the police not going to stop you from trying to leave.
Right. And the way they shot that, like, there's so much space in front of you. I don't know what's happening right now.
She can't go to the right and just kind of... Yeah.
Or maybe she panicked.
Yeah, maybe she was so scared it was like she just froze in the moment.
Yeah, she froze.
I'll give you that. Uh-huh. But I would
have... You can have moments like that. Like where you just freeze.
I guess. But there was all the space to the side.
True, right? Like I said, there was all that space. And I'm like,
it's like, you know, like Black People 202, when somebody starts running somewhere, you just kind of, you just go.
That's your instinct.
The opposite is your instinct.
Just go. Just leave. So something's going down. You try to, like, you're not going to stay in the situation.
You find out why you were a girl.
Yeah.
Like, you find out why you're running.
It's like when you watch all those horror movies, the Black person is the first one to go. You need to get out of that situation. So, I mean, but, you know, it's romantic. I like it.
I mean, I guess.
He should have, like, picked her up.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been
dramatic.
That would have been. If you're gonna go dramatic, you might as well go all the way.
Go all the way out. Yeah. He saved his girl. My girlfriend.
Yeah, and then we can see, like, you know, it's nothing like a man who could, like, just like, it's nothing. Just pick you up. Just saying.
That's hot.
It is. Because some dudes they not lifting right.
They struggle a little bit.
You know, knees do those squats.
Knees start buckling. Ankles start turning.
Yeah. Gotta do those squats and step ups and some deadlifts, you know? Just make it easy, or at least look easy.
I mean, I guess. I didn't like the way they filmed this episode with that whole scene, because it looked like it was shot on somebody's iPhone. Was it just me? How it was, like, real? I guess it was supposed to be like that, but it just looked real, like.
Well, I think they were trying to show. I see what you're saying, but I think they're just trying to show the chaos. So you're not going to get, like, a clean shot, because now you're trying to get everything, and she's trying to get something for the news, because that's what, you know, reporters are supposed to put their lives in, someone to, like, report what's going down. So she's trying to get that, but she's also, you know, worrying about her safety. So I think that's what they were trying to achieve. I agree. It wasn't, could have been.
A little iffy to me.
Yeah.
But I did like how she screamed out the name Justin, and then that we saw that this is a whole hashtag now. Mm-hmm. Everybody, who is Justin?
Who is Justin?
This is where we are today, 2017. Not about the school closing.
Right? That is sad.
Where are these kids going to go? Like, can they afford to even go to this school? What's the next school over? We're not talking about any of that. We asked them about where Justin is.
Who was Justin?
Who was Justin?
That's our world today.
I know. I would like to see Justin too.
When Mary Jane I was going to say, like, I would want to know.
I know.
I would want to know. Like,
the when, secret's out.
It's unfortunate, yes. Yeah.
Who is he? When Mary Jane gets back to the studio, we see that this Who Was Justin hashtag is something that's just blown up. We see Ty come run in and say, hey, you know, girl, you're screaming like Whitney did Bob. You know, exactly. And I know, Sonya, you have a funny story about that line.
Oh, my gosh. So I actually requested to not be in this episode because my little brother was getting married. Mm-hmm. So they had to swap my lines out with other characters in the show. And I was dying when I read Ty, Julian's lines for that because I was like, those were my lines, but they sound so much better now. With his like sassy screaming like Whitney Houston. I was like, why can't Emma say something like that? Like, why can't Emma be cool? Like, she's so straight. And I was like, the show's so much better without me.
Oh, no. But now you learn new things. Digimatize. You could take that back to the cast. Right? Add it in there.
Right? I loved it. I was like, oh, it's so good now. It's so much better. All right. Going to this wedding. Show's good.
I love you, brother.
Yeah.
I know. That was so funny. And I didn't know that behind the scenes that you guys switch lines like that. Like, if somebody's not there, then maybe so-and-so can say it, or maybe somebody else can say it. I like that. I like that idea.
I think if it fits with the storyline, if it makes sense, because I was supposed to be in that scene, and, you know, Emma's got to say something here and there, and comment. They're like, oh, we'll just give it a tie, and then, you know, we'll spice it up and make it sound a lot better. No. But, yeah, we do have rewrites every single day. Our scripts are a different color every day. It's pink, and then it's blue, and then it's green, and you're like, oh, it's today. Oh, it's blue. Okay, white. I don't know. But, yeah, they're changing, adding, deleting, swapping. It's fun. Yeah.
Love it. So we see that with the Who Is Justin hashtag. Justin is now a celebrity. They're kind of like the it couple. But he's not really feeling it in the beginning. He's like, Mary Jane, I want to keep it just me and you. I don't want my life in front of the cameras. Mm-hmm. Whereas Mary Jane is kind of like, well, you know, we can do this. We can be that new power couple.
Right.
Should Justin get along? I mean, we saw that he did eventually get on board. But did he have every right to hesitate?
Yeah, and if that's for one, I think, ooh, now he's hiding something. Mm. He's going to be exposed, so that's why he doesn't really want to be out there. But two, that could just be his personality. Not everyone wants to be out there in the forefront like that. Like he said, he wants to report the news. He doesn't want to become the news.
Right.
And you have to respect that. So on one hand, I can understand Mary Jane being like, okay, it's out there. Like, everyone's talking about it. Let's just put it to rest. That wasn't, like, really her opinion. But I could see if she wanted to put it to rest and then move forward, go back into the hiding. You know what I mean? Things like that. But as we kind of see, just fast forward next week, she gets a little overzealous with it. And it's, like, pushing him out there. And, like, now you can see why he didn't really want to do it. So I could see her point, like, let's handle it now. Mm-hmm. The paparazzi, they're not going anywhere right now. Let's just put it to bed. Mm-hmm. But later on, she just goes too far.
I think because everybody's been pushing her to do social media, she got caught up in that social media buzz. It's no longer about your job. Right. It's more about social media and how many numbers you have and how many people you can bring to the show. So she's feeling that pressure because she knows exactly what happened to Rhonda a while ago could happen to her. So she needs to have all the ammo she can have. And the thing, too, is that now you're opening up a whole can of worms of his DMs popping. All these girls are going to slip into the Instagram with all types of pictures. And you, like, it's just leading a chubby kid to the ice cream store. It's a whole bunch of bad stuff. It's good. Like, you just can't, you can't do that. Because I do it all the time. I see people as, like, a new relationship. And then they tag the boo. And then then you go on his pictures like, damn, okay. I see what you're rocking. Yeah, you can't. The smart ones, they'll put their boo in, but they'll leave the tag. They don't put the name there. Mm-hmm. They just say my boo. That's
blur out the face a little
bit, right? Yeah, that's smart, but you can't, because the thing is, you don't know who's seeing it.
Right.
So it's just kind of like you're putting yourself out there, and it's like she's almost risking the relationship for the story.
Right.
So, and she shouldn't, that's not his personality. He could have done, look how fine he is. He could have done that a long time ago. Been up all on Tinder and Instagram, getting all those Instagram hoes. So, I mean,
I'm learning something from you right now. Post the boo, don't tag the boo. Keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's, Note taken. Yeah.
it's not good. And then don't do to do with who has more numbers. Like, if it's not part of his job and he has, like, he's always on social media, yeah. it's not necessary. Yeah. Just day to do is, like, it's not about that life. Yeah. It's so much easier.
Under 1,000 followers.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot, under 200. Yes. Good.
What,
yeah.
You got 100 followers? I'm with you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
We can still do checkups and stuff like that. You don't need social media to do that. That's true. You're good. I will talk after the show.
So let's move on to Mary Jane's family, who actually find out. I want to talk about Helen and Paul and this whole story that came out of just nowhere. Mm-hmm. Paul, Frank, and Helen. Apparently, Paul and Frank used to be best friends, but Frank and Helen used to be an
smashed the homie. Mm-hmm.
And here comes Frank out of the blue. Which we don't know why he showed up. Well, he said to see his sister, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out the blue, stopping by the house.
Mm-hmm. Now, a few episodes back, we saw Helen telling Paul, like, oh, should we tell her? Like, when Mary Jane was going through her breakup with Lee, like, oh, should we tell her? Should we have this conversation? I guess so. That alluded to someone cheated. Mm-hmm. And it kind of seemed like in the moment that it was Helen. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if she cheated, but they had an issue at some point in their marriage with another party. So I think now they're bringing that in and they're going to uncover, we're going to know that story later on. But, like, so I think that's why it came in to figure out, like, so what happened back then, and what did Mary Jane witness to kind of make, like, affect her to where she can't really hold on to relationships? So
I like the fact that they're both, though, Richard Roundtree and Fred, I forgot his last name,
Williamson,
Fred Williamson, they're both from the black exploitation era. And I mean, he was in Black Caesar, Richard Roundtree was in, I believe it was Shaft.
Yeah, it was in Shaft.
Like that, the fact that they just bring them back to the forefront and they're creating these opportunities for folks, folks, and you're seeing that they still have, their swag level is still on point from the 70s to now. Like, good on them. I was like, ooh, I remember you from somewhere, because my mom had me watch all those movies. I remember you from somewhere, so good on him. Whatever he's been doing, I sure it's that vegan lifestyle.
He definitely has swagger. I will just say, seen him in the trailer. Well, hello. Well, hello to you.
I know. You guys need to be careful. Like, you start slipping stuff off.
Oh, he did. He did. I was like, who's this guy? What's going on? He definitely has swagger in real life, let me tell you.
How did I end up in my panties and my bra?
I will say the story gets juicy.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I on, like, the right path? Can you at least say that?
Okay. You're on the right path.
Okay.
It gets real, real juicy. So, viewers, be advised. Stay tuned. You do not want to miss these next episodes. The writers are getting real creative.
I'm telling you. I mean, old people can cheat, too.
Yeah, because she pops up at the hotel later on. Like, you know, Frank was there with Paul. They were trying to rekindle their friendship. And, you know, Paul was, like, not really feeling it. He's like, you didn't want to tell me your ex-lover was in town. So he wasn't feeling, like, hanging out with him. And then Helen kind of pushed him towards it. Like, hang out. Like, get your friend back and things like that. And then that didn't really work. And so she pops up at the hotel. Like,
That was a bust, too. All types of bad. So they cheated. They know about it. This guy left for how many something years now?
44 years.
Popped up at the house saying his sister, like, why are you even here? I have your number. Now Helen said, well, you just hurt me. She showed up at the hotel. She didn't want...
Yeah.
She wanted him to, like, all right, you coming in here.
Yeah.
Like,
she wanted to let you go.
She wanted all that. She didn't just come for closure. Mm-hmm. Like, just all leaving all sorts of... messiness. You need to go to church. That you should stay in the hotel. She went and prayed to Jesus. Just, you know, keep the marriage intact. She didn't do that.
Do you guys think she was really working out for Frank? Because here's Helen in her living room, you know, doing her 80s DVD.
Mm-hmm. You think she got when he was coming?
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah.
I think he called her. Mm-hmm. Because he said at the
hotel. Or she heard from somebody. Like,
yeah.
She heard from someone. And then why would she encourage her husband to hang out with him?
That is throwing me. So I guess we'll find that out later, hopefully, because that's throwing me off. But he knows about it, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's like that kid who's, like, really curious. Mm-hmm. Like, you just keep on poking, you keep on poking, and then, like, she gets what she wants, but then she loses the person who's been with her for this whole time. She's sacrificing a lot.
Yeah.
Like how Mary Jane did with Lee.
Yeah.
Like, she went, Justin ain't. That's all bad right there. all that.
I'm team Justin. I like Justin.
I mean, I like Justin too. he's good for a job, but I feel like if Mary Jane's gonna be like a boss mm-hmm. and run things and all this other stuff, then she should have got a therapist, talked to a therapist, did Justin on the side, and kept Lee and kept him pushing.
Kept them both.
I think the viewers are starting to see why Mary Jane has her patterns.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Now we're starting
time.
To see some stuff from the parents come up, and we're like, what's going on here?
Because she had the conversation with her mother, and, you know, she was like, oh, you know, Justin lit this fire in me that Lee didn't, and things like that. And, like, I want that. And then it was like something came over the mother, and she's just like, I understand. Yeah. Seeming like the Frank character, like, that was her fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go for her fire. She went with what was, you know, a little more safe and, like she said, the loyal, dependable husband material.
It's not even that. So, what happens when you touch fire?
Get burned.
Okay.
You get burned.
Like, it's a classic, even when you're a teenager. It's when you're a teenager. You always go for the bad guy because the bad guy's like, oh, he's great. He does this. He does that. And he's amazing and all this other stuff. But that person's not really there for you. They're there the excitement.
Exactly.
So it's just like, man, we need to... Me and Mary Jane need to talk.
I just don't think Justin's all that bad.
Justin knew. Justin has a girlfriend at that time. Mm-hmm. And then Mary Jane, he knew she had a boyfriend. This dude bent her over on the workplace. They worked together. You know how many exes? That's so many sins that happen. So many sins.
Really
that, right. I know. There's so many sins that they committed. So Mary Jane would look like, all right, this happened. All this happened. He's willing to do that. And we both are in a relationship. That's not good. That's very messy.
You're right.
So it's like, look, you already know
how... But they were both messy, though, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, but it's just like, if Mary Jane were actually really wanting a relationship and really wanting a family, she would have looked at the situation and she's like, oh, that's fun, but I'm going to go over here where somebody truly loves me for who I am versus playing this game. Because she's just going to the same pattern again with some... Come on now.
That is true.
Yeah.
And I bet you they didn't lose a condom, so they going all, like, all DD style. And if you want to find out what DD is, you can go on Twitter and I'll explain it to you. Oh, but you don't know. You didn't have the conversation. Have you been tested? Like, none of that. All that in the newsroom?
He did address it, too, in the scene where they were at the bar, and he was like, let's be real, it was just sex. We had sex one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, the game got to him.
Yeah, he was feeling a little some type of way as well. He just kind of, I feel like it's one of those where at the time he didn't really want to mix business with pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Justin seems like he's kind of, like, he has his things in order.
Right.
He keeps his life in a certain order. And I think he just didn't want things to kind of go crazy and go awry.
Do you think she's just another check off the box? Like, he's got the career. Check. I've got my house. Check. 30 million. Check. Pretty woman. Check.
Is she another check? I don't think so, because, like, they just kind of happened. Like, he wasn't really checking for her at first, and they just kind of happened.
Right.
So, and then I don't think he's that, like, all bad. For some reason, I don't think they're going to keep him. That's not the one for Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. Like, just because I just don't think the writers are going to keep him there. But I feel like I could see them growing and, you know, and getting... I can.
You know why? Because he's
a lasting relationship.
He's so organized and so kind of methodical with it that he can cut off the relationship and not feel anyways. Like, all right, this is not working, so I'm just going to need you to get your stuff. And then come to work like nothing happened. They weren't in a relationship for 2 months. Like, he seems like that type
of
person.
He does.
So, like, why you want to... Then you have your business all in the office.
But he also seems like if you don't get to that point, then he's going to be very caring and supportive. No?
Okay.
I'm by myself on this one. All right.
And the thing, too, what he didn't think about is Mary Jane is a very emotional person.
Yeah,
so it's a very messy situation. So if they were to break up, they're still in the same office, all that stuff that they had in their past.
Well.
She didn't really look at all those situations. So, like, Mary Jane needs a Kara. She rocks with her. That's her homegirl. And then she needs somebody, like, on the side. Like, look, I understand the dirt that you're doing. Let's think through this. Like, let's go. If you're gonna hoe out correctly. And it's like, she needs that friend.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can we see Emma be that friend?
Yeah.
I mean, let's hope so.
Yeah. So you got Digimataj, you got DD. Do you know what DD means?
I have ideas. My imagination is creative.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's that Usher stuff.
Ooh, no. Ooh.
Hasn't been confirmed yet, allegedly.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, not Usher.
I was like, I never use initials with it, but I'm like,
yeah, I'm trying to keep it classy for After Buzz.
You're right.
That's not where my imagination went. It was halfway there.
But it wasn't that.
One person who I am happy to see who had their little glow up is Niecy. Yeah. She's keeping her job. Mm-hmm. She's even helping out a friend, which I hope she copyrights that about the whole
the little car seat thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea. But my thing is, how's she going to get those car seats back? So say the person doesn't want to return it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They didn't even think about that. And how did business get booming so quickly?
Maybe they fast forward this was like in two days.
Yeah, but it depends on your network. So Niecy got lot of followers from last season because of everything that happened with the court case.
Mm-hmm. That is
so she
true.
Has a ridiculous amount of followers. So even 10% of those followers is still a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if it's within a certain area, like I mean, you're good to go. And if you're a mother and you follow her and you follow her story, then you know you might need one. But again, I don't know. People don't return stuff. Like sometimes, like you go to rent a cars and they see people don't even return those. So I don't know about the idea. Hopefully, they have something
she's
in place.
Trying,
I know. I agree. It's a great idea. It's just that I just don't give people the benefit of the doubt. But you lend out 10 car seats, I don't know if you're getting all 10 back.
Maybe they'll put something in place, like
maybe.
A deposit
or something. I mean, I'm just happy for her, you know, keeping her job, helping out with her best friend's light bill. I was like, look at me, she got a little money.
She came at it first, though, and I didn't really appreciate that. Like
the best friend?
Yeah. Like, well, Niecy came at the best friend. Like, she was like, oh, the power guy. How do you let that happen? Well, clearly, she's a single mother like you. She's struggling, and there's an issue with the child because they mentioned the child going to the doctor and not talking, so that that's expensive.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I kind of, for a little bit, was like, okay, Niecy, why are you being so hard on her when especially... who you are coming from you.
Right.
You know, you have no right or no place to be that way, you know? But then she started helping her out later on. So I was like, oh, okay. But maybe your approach and your delivery to, you know, how you talk to your friend could be a little bit different.
Yeah. But it depends. Sometimes you need that friend that's going to call you out. Like, sometimes you need that friend to push you. You'll have a friend that's like, okay, I understand. You're less, like, I mean, that sucks. Mm-hmm. I understand I'm in your same place. But then you have somebody who calls you out like, how do you let your phone bill get? You're damn near 30 years old. Like, figure something else.
That's
sell some blood.
I mean, like, I think, like, in that moment, it's like you said, it came to, like, I didn't mean to, but, like, it's rough
right now.
So, for that, you know, and then I could see you coming, like, okay, well, yeah, it's rough. Let's do something about it. Like, if you're more harsh, I'm like, well, let's fix it. But, like, girl, how you let that happen? When I just feel like, I don't know, but I just feel like it was other circumstances that caused that to happen.
I mean, she should have got a couple of notices, so she should put, like, 20 on it.
She had other bills.
And doctor expenses. TK?
25
no.
on it. Maybe she only put 5
on
it.
I know. I don't know, but...
I definitely have one of those friends. I haven't heard from her lately, but yeah. She... Sonia, really? You know what? You're right. Oops. Yeah. Those are good friends to have.
Funny. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about you, Sonia. What's it like every day on the set? Is everybody happy? Is everybody sad? Or just work, go home, see you tomorrow?
I will say this is my most favorite set I've ever worked on. I've worked on so many TV shows, and honestly, I don't know if it's also not being in LA, if it's the Atlanta feel, Gabby is a huge part of it. It feels like home. I was really, really nervous, like, my first day on set, because it's like you're coming into, how can I explain it, like, someone else's home.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're trying to be polite. You don't really know anybody. Mm-hmm. You're, like, walking on eggshells. You don't want to screw up. You know, it's your first day. You don't want them to be like, oh, she sucks. Why did we hire her? And everyone was just so welcoming. We all became really tight, like a family. A lot of us hang out. We're still friends, you know. I can't give away what's happening at the end of the season, but even season 5, you know, there's a lot of hopeful things. We all keep in touch. Like, we were talking about Rainey, the girl that plays Aaliyah. We became really good friends. Victoria and I became really good friends. We became really, like, best friends with my hairstylist who does my wig. Yeah. Even though he's in Atlanta, he came out here for a visit. It just really became like a family, and it is so much more, like, work is so much more at ease when that happens, because you feel comfortable. You feel it's okay to, like, make a mistake or to play. Like, I was listening to Ty, you know, he was talking about, like, fear and being nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does destroy art. Mm-hmm. And you get all in your head. And just having that freedom to play and everyone's just cool with it. You know, there's so many different takes. That's why I hate watching myself, because I'll be like, oh, why'd they pick that one? I thought this other one was so much better. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it just makes it so much fun. Yeah, we have a lot of fun together. Yeah, so after set, sometimes, you know, I'm not a series regular, so there are days that I do have 16-hour days, but there's days that I'm off, and there's mm-hmm. days that I'm there only 6 hours, 8 hours. So mm-hmm. we do go to dinner after, or yes. a comedy show, or, you know, go nice. See the Atlanta Life a little bit. So that was really, really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And like you said, it makes it, it eases the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When everyone likes each other.
Yeah, there was that scene I'll never forget. There's this. It was actually, I think it was in last week's episode, where we're looking at Mary Jane and Justin, and we're just like,
oh, oh yes.
You know, we literally probably spent 2 hours on that 5-10 seconds of that little bit, and they wanted a reaction from Victoria. And just like that, Dee Dee over here, I was getting really creative and we were busting out laughing. I think I even peed a little. Everyone was laughing. They're like, what'd you tell her? Because Victoria's so sweet. She's like so innocent. She's like, oh my God, do you know what she just said to me? I was like, shh, it's my reaction. So, but it like made it so much fun and it was really late. I think it was like 1 a.m. Everyone was so tired. And so, yeah, it just makes it more fun. And then I watched on TV, I'm like, that was it? It's like, damn. Well, shoot, we had fun. The journey was good. You know? Yeah. So it was really, yeah, it's a great time. It's a great show.
Can we talk about Gabrielle Union's body in that outfit, though?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which outfit?
In her lingerie.
Yeah, that lingerie. Yeah.
Girl, those workouts are paying off. Jesus, that was amazing.
She did have weights in her trailer. Because I'd walk by her door and they were there. So I knew she was training.
Oh, yeah. She posts workouts on her Instagram. Like, she goes in. Like, she takes her unit off. She got the hat on. Like, she goes in and it's paying off. Wow.
She's fierce.
Yeah, she did look amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was like, damn, girl, okay. You said you're jealous?
Huh?
Did you say you're jealous?
Yeah, I'm like,
girl,
oh,
just go.
I know. Just
play the workout. Let her motivate you.
Yeah, she will. Uh-huh. I'll be in gym tomorrow.
She motivated me. I'm gonna go tonight. Right after I go to the McDonald's and get a plate of fish and a large fry, I'm going to the gym. Right after.
Jeez.
I promise you.
Her body is banging.
She's banging. Yeah, she's fierce.
Mm-hmm. Good on you, Dwayne.
Let's do a little bit of predictions where we predict what's going to happen next week. We only saw a little glimpse of Justin as he learns about the money.
And now, you're
it's been a minute. I was like, what was that?
Predictions.
We only saw him and saying, I'm going to Paris.
Yeah.
So what are we predicting? TK, you want to kick it off?
He's out. He can't do the social media stuff. Yeah, he's not about that life. Like, he hasn't done it so far, and he's been in the industry for a long period of time. Like, he's not about that life, the whole ears with the Snapchat. Like, he's not about any of that. He doesn't, like, one or two pictures, he's good, but she's going on because she's seeing the numbers grow, and everybody's encouraging her. Mm-hmm. And they haven't built up a relationship where they actually have that communication because mm-hmm. they've just been, you know, laying the pipe all that time. So they haven't, you know, laid the foundation for the relationship.
The DD.
Well, I guess it's not dirty now. Hopefully she got tested.
But, hopefully.
You know, hopefully. That's wrong with you. Anyways. So I think that's going to be a big issue, because if she truly wants that and it could have worked out, she's not looking at the relationship. She's looking at the overall. Like, it's like when you meet somebody, you're like, oh, I'm going to marry him. And you don't know the person's parents. Like, you already jump in, like, way ahead before. Mm-hmm. Dealing with the steps in between. So that's going to be an issue. And then Mama Mary Jane, whoo, Grandma's going to get her sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Old time sauce.
I know. I mean, it's going to be all types of messiness.
Yeah, it's about to go down with I don't know, maybe Frank's going to come back. He is going to have that moment of like, yeah, she'll let you go. Or she's going to try one more time to, you know, reach out to him.
I think she's going to try.
Yeah.
because she's been like in the house for this whole time. She was sick. She's all that. She hasn't had a venture in a long period of time. Mm-hmm. She's like saying that she used to be a singer. She had all this stuff. And I don't think she got it out of her system because she married so young and she had the kids and she was willing to give up that relationship for him. And now he's back in the picture. It's like if you hadn't had pie for so long and then all of a sudden you get that taste of pie and now you want the whole pie.
Warm apple pie.
Yes, with a little bit of, vanilla ice cream like that. Warm apple pie with the.
You might have to stop by Marie Callender's real quick.
They have the best warm apple pie.
Oh my gosh. And the Dutch though with the little crumbles.
It's so good.
And like some vanilla ice cream on top.
Yeah, well, like some whipped cream and sprinkles. Oh my gosh.
Right, I'm like, this is why I'm jealous of the body because I can't.
You can go with me at 5 o'clock in the morning if you want.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll be there. So my prediction is no. I need to get better. I really do. But yes, I think it's just going to be a whole bunch of mess with the mom, Frank, new character, and then Paul, he's going to find out. And, well, I don't know if he'll find out, like, next week, but he's definitely going to find out maybe, like, the week after that what's going on with them. Niecy, I feel like, she's on the right track. So they brought up the whole, like, you know, share her little mom tips or whatever like that. So I feel like they may take her into the direction of, you know, maybe vlogging or doing vlogs and things like that.
Getting it together.
So I'm happy for Niecy,
Yeah,
it looks like nicer to her friend a little bit.
It looks like the family, like everybody who was like telling Niecy that she needs to get better, she gets better, and then everybody else is getting messy. So I mean, it's a nice flip of the script because now Grandma's gonna be kicked out of the house.
For late night creeps,
I'm liking these predictions.
So what can you tell us, Sonia, without telling us?
What I can tell you without telling you is there is gonna be a big bomb dropped, and everyone's gonna be like, "What?"
Ooh.
So I will just say that. Like, what?
Maybe one of the kids is by him.
What if she didn't tell?
Yeah, just saying. It's almost like Chloe and OJ.
Don't come for Chloe. You know she's my favorite.
I like Chloe too, but it's just kind of funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that is.
And she didn't tell.
One.
She didn't tell her. You know, it's possible.
You know what, Sonia? I need to know. You know, it's just us.
It's
we're just hanging out.
Yeah.
We're just friends. There's just a few of us here. You can tell. But I do
say you guys are perceptive.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Y'all are perceptive with your predictions.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I see why you do this.
Next Tuesday, hurry
up. Good. You're good.
Exactly. I agree with Elmarie about Niecy. I think. I predict that she's going to just expand this business. You know, Niecy's got to become a boss.
Yeah.
And it's about time.
It is.
It's definitely about time. And Grandmama, she going, Miss Helen, please.
Miss Helen needs to get her groove back, too.
No.
Paul needs to take some Viagra.
Let Paul just be great.
I'm just saying. You might need some assistance to be great. A little hair pull and some Viagra. You might just keep her.
Because that was what I said. That Viagra's only going to, you know,
yeah,
it out, that ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, but I mean, some
corner suit.
Like, just saying. Go to some strip clubs, see how it's all done.
Bless his heart.
Oh, thank you for Sex Aid 101. I appreciate that. Well, Sonia, is there anything else that we should be on the lookout for? Any up and coming projects? Any charity events? What should we be looking for?
Well, I'm always attending charity events. I'm all about charity. Sometimes I'm a charity case. No. Well, I'm actually currently filming a thriller right now.
Ooh,
it's called Thicker Than Water. A lot of crying. Blood and tears. But that's exciting. Honestly, I have no idea when it's going to come out or, you know, when the next project will be after that. But that's what's currently going now.
I'll get that check,
after the end of the month. So that's fun.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Appreciate you all listening, watching us here. If you're new to AfterBuzz, welcome. If you've been here before, what's up? I'm one of your hosts, Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. Definitely use the hashtag ABTVBMJ for us to see your tweets. Sonia, where can we find you again on your social media?
Sonia Rockwell. You can find me at Sonia Rockwell on Instagram, Twitter, Sonia Rockwell 1, and Facebook, Sonia Rockwell.
And I'm Elmarie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elmarie TV.
You can find me on everything at
name change TK.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I think I'll be here about next week, but I'm not sure after today. I was up here. to Mr. Howard.
You know you're coming back, TK. Oh my gosh. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We will see you all later.
Bye. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.